भूल गए बालम, भूल गए बालम, मेरा प्यार भरा दिल तोड़ गए।
Dedicate these to my parents out in Trinidad, Raj and Dora. I hope that they are listening, and just to let them know that these two songs are for them.
Nigaahein bhi mila karti hai dil bhi, dil se milta hai मगर एक चाहने वाला बड़ी मुश्किल से मिलता है। टूटे ना दिल टूटे ना साथ हमारा छूटे ना टूटे ना दिल टूटे ना तेरी तमन्ना करता हूँ मैं दिल का खजाना भरता हूँ मैं राह अकेली राह अकेली डरता हूँ मैं, कोई लुटेरा लूटे ना दिल टूटे ना, टूटे ना दिल टूटे ना, टूटे ना साथ हमारा छूटे ना, छूटे ना। गम है कहीं तू साथ न छोड़े, दिल न दुखाए मुंह को न मोड़े, आस दिलाकर आस न तोड़े, बन के नसीबा टूटे ना दिल टूटे ना, टूटे ना दिल टूटे ना, टूटे ना साथ हमारा छूटे ना, छूटे ना। दिल को तेरे बहला सकता हूँ, चांद सितारे ला सकता हूँ, रो सकता हूँ गा सकता हूँ, मुझसे अगर तू रूठे ना दिल टूटे ना, टूटे ना दिल टूटे ना, टूटे ना साथ हमारा छूटे ना, छूटे ना, टूटे ना दिल टूटे ना, टूटे ना।
सुहानी रात ढल चुकी, ना जाने तुम कब आओगे, सुहानी रात ढल चुकी, ना जाने तुम कब आओगे, जहाँ की रुत बदल चुकी, ना जाने तुम कब आओगे। नजारे अपनी मस्तियाँ दिखा दिखा के सो गए, सितारे अपनी रोशनी लुटा लुटा के सो गए, हर एक शम्मा जल चुकी, ना जाने तुम कब आओगे। सुहानी रात ढल चुकी, ना जाने तुम कब आओगे। तड़प रहे हैं हम यहाँ, तड़प रहे हैं हम यहाँ, तुम्हारे इंतजार में, तुम्हारे इंतजार में, फिजा का रंग आ चला है मौसम बहार में, खिजा का रंग आ चला है मौसम बहार में, मौसम बहार में, हवा भी रुख बदल चुकी, ना जाने तुम कब आओगे। सुहानी रात ढल चुकी, ना जाने तुम कब आओगे।
So in continuing along that trend about parents, the next item that I have coming up is a qasida, Kasida or not, you know, those religious songs. And this is one sung by my father. He is, you know, big into the Kasida singing competition, in Trinidad, Guyana, Suriname. And, you know, he did together with a group of, other singers, they go around the different, countries, singing, taking part in these Kasida competition. So the next one up is my father, singing a Kasida, you know, and unfortunately I don't know the meaning of it, but I would definitely like to play it so that you can have a sense of what are some of the songs that they sing in part of these Kasida singing competition.
अपनी तकदीर पर मुस्कुराते चले आओ मिल चुकी सोए आओ दीदार शाहे मदीना करे उनके जलवो से रोशन इसी ना करे बेखुदी ये मोहब्बत में खो जाए हम अपने दिल को मदीना बनाते चले आओ मिल जो किसूए मदीना चले अपने तकदीर पर मुस्कुराते चले आओ मिल जो किसूए इस अकीदत से हम जाए रोए नबी दिल में हो इस तरह इश्क नूरे नबी हो गई दुर्गम आज खुश हो के हम नार करते कदम को बढ़ाते चले आओ मिल जुल के सोए मदीना चले अपने तकदीर पर मुस्कुराते चले
Transport your taste buds to the islands at Caribbean Wave Family Restaurant, nestled at 875 Milner Avenue, Unit 106 in Scarborough. Our vibrant menu showcases a variety of mouth-watering Caribbean Chinese and traditional curries, to warm roti and flavorful vegetarian options. There's something to satisfy every craving. For a limited time, our party trays, large special chicken fried rice, chicken on top, is only $99, and a small tray is only $65. Regular large chicken fried rice tray for only $90, or small tray for $50. Vegetable fried rice only $60 for large and $40 for a small tray. Remember, any of these trays can be half rice, half chow mein. Speak with our catering coordinator about your next event. Come join us and let the flavors of the Caribbean wash over you. Caribbean Wave Family Restaurant, 416-286-WAVE. 416-286-9283.
We'll be right back. years ago, a man had a hammer, used to follow him to and fro. He used to use it upon a pan, or some kind of stupid man, calling him Savannah, never miss Panorama. One day the old hammer just disappeared. Oh, some say that it vanished into thin air. Away the man with the hammer gone. From April of 85, Hammer went to sleep. After years of making noise, not even a peep. He used to move with the dragon man, all through the soca land. Always on the scene, they used to control the Baba Green. Well, the dragon don't walk the trail no more. Who holding the hammer? I want to know. How will the man with the hammer go?
Yeah.
hurricane ramping, creating havoc through the Caribbean. It created havoc in Grenada, or at least not Grenada itself, but Cariou, that little island off Grenada, as well as little Martinique. Complete devastation. And a southern part of Jamaica also got affected. So, you know, we're thinking about our brothers and sisters out in the Caribbean, and we would like to dedicate this next two songs to them. Basically just letting them know that everything's gonna be all right.
Everything's gonna be alright. it, let me feel it in the world today. Don't realize that worries no pain, resting the worries upon your shoulder. Only bringing you older and older, these wicked things that people just do. You don't realize you have worries. Tell them to never ever worry. Don't mind how things looking hard. I say to tell them never ever worry. Don't mind how you're suffering bad. Suffering more than you.
So the next two songs coming up, I would like to dedicate to my uncle and aunt out in South Trinidad, Barkpo to be specific, Nizam Baksh and Jeno Baksh. They are the fans of the Bollywood movies. And so the next two songs, Dil To Pagal Hai and Kuch Kuch Chota Hai, I would like to dedicate to them.
दिल तो पागल है, दिल दीवाना है, दिल तो पागल है, दिल दीवाना है। पहली पहली बार मिलाता है यही, सीने में फिर आग लगाता है। धीरे धीरे प्यार सिखाता है यही, हंसाता है यही, यही रुलाता है। दिल तो पागल है, दिल दीवाना है, दिल तो पागल है, दिल दीवाना है। बातों में जो आते हैं वो भी दीवाने हो जाते हैं। मंजिल तो राह ढूंढ लेते हैं, रास्ते मगर खो जाते हैं। दिल तो पागल है, दिल दीवाना है,
दिल तो पागल है, दिल दीवाना है।
दिल तो पागल है, दिल दीवाना है,
हाँ ये पागल है, हाँ दीवाना है।
छोड़ो ये कहानियाँ, दीवानेपन की सब निशानियाँ, लोगों की सारी परेशानियाँ, इस दिल की है ये मेहरबानियाँ। हो दिल तो पागल है, दिल दीवाना है, दिल तो पागल है, दिल दीवाना है। धीरे धीरे प्यार सिखाता है यही, हंसाता है यही, यही रुलाता है।
दिल तो पागल है,
दिल दीवाना है।
दिल तो पागल है,
दिल दीवाना है। संजोता है क्या करूं हाय कुछ कुछ होता है
क्या करूं हाय कुछ कुछ होता है
तुम पास आए यूं मुस्कुराए तुमने न जाने क्या सपने बिछाए अब तो मेरा दिल जागे न सोता है क्या करूं हाय कुछ कुछ होता है
क्या करूं हाय कुछ कुछ
Folks, I hope that you guys are enjoying the music that we are playing. And, you know, like I said, I'm filling in for Richard Aziz and his trio, our program on Shabnam Radio. And so I want to make a little bit of a change here from the fast-paced entertainment that has been going on. And I want to talk a little bit about a specific person by the name of Mansoor Schumann. He is a humanitarian activist and a journalist who has personal experience of facing the atrocities in Palestine and Gaza. And I have on the program with me his business manager, Shadi Sakar. And Shadi, I want to say welcome and thank you for taking the time joining us on the program today.
Thank you, Riyad. It's a pleasure to be on the program. I'm really excited to chat with you and see where our conversation takes us.
Right. And we're looking forward to finding out a little bit about Mansoor Schumann and his tour. You know, I know you guys did some programs with him previously here in Canada across three cities. So tell us a little bit about, first of all, who is Mansoor Schumann? And, you know, tell us a little bit about the programs you have already had. And then thirdly, we're going to talk about the programs that are coming up so that our listeners can experience, you know, these events themselves.
So, for sure.
Yep. Thank you.
So, yeah, no problem. Thank you. Sorry, I got excited there. So Mansoor is a regular, father, husband. Son, he's a Canadian Palestinian who moved to Gaza about 2.5 years ago, and he has an engineering degree from Queens here in Ontario, and a master's from University of Calgary, an MBA actually, and so as I mentioned, he moved his family to Gaza 2.5 years ago with the hopes of reconnecting with his heritage, having his children grow. In an environment that he heard about in Gaza,
right.
Northern Gaza actually is where he moved. And then the war happened, started on October 7th. And, he was caught in the middle of it with his family. And of course, 2.6 million Palestinians were in Gaza. And so right. Being that he was proficient in English, he started, doing online, videos and doing, interviews on TV because he was good in English. There was a lot of Arab people who did Arabic reporting, but he did in English, and so he did all of the major news networks, CNN, Fox, Canadian ones like CTV, CBC, and Global. And nice. So he was there reporting live from the ground. He witnessed lots of atrocities. He saw drones. He lived out of the hospital, Nasser Crystal Shifa, the Nasser Hospital, and then at the end of February. He was able to get out, and I've been myself and a team of volunteers that had helped him since the beginning of the war, and we suggested that he amplify the news and the information that happened in Gaza. And so we took him on a speaking tour, and we in Canada, as you mentioned, we partnered with Penny Appeal Canada, which was a fantastic tour. We did Ottawa, Toronto, Winnipeg, Edmonton. He did Montreal, and then he also went to Parliament. On April 11th, where he met with MPs, from all the parties and most of the parties. And,
right.
He did a press conference there. And so that's basically what he did in Ramadan. And with Penny Appeal, like, what was really amazing was it was called the Untold Stories Tour, and he brought his wife with him. And she, a lot of people are already familiar with his week, you know, recounting of what happened in Gaza. But what was really eye opening was his wife's stories, the perspective of a mother and a wife, having been separated from him, because as a journalist, he couldn't, stay with his family because journalists are targeted by the military and the drones, at least that's what he reported, and that's what people have been saying.
Right.
So she would convey stories of, and I hope you don't mind me sharing one of her stories where.
No, that'd be fantastic. I was now about to ask you if you could have shared one of the stories, because I know what this is about is that, you know, Mansoor and his wife basically had first hand experience, and that's what they're making on creating that awareness across Canada about that first hand experience of being in Gaza, having to face all those atrocities. And, you know, that's one of the things I wanted to ask you. If you could share one of the stories, that would be fantastic.
For sure. So she was talking about, during the tour with Penny Appeal Canada. And what was really good, actually, before even telling the story about Penny Appeal Canada, that Penny Appeal takes 0% towards admin when it comes to emergency relief, specifically for Gaza. So I think that's what attracted Mansoor and his wife to partner with Penny Appeal. Back to her story, she was talking about one of the first bombings that happened in the neighborhood where she was staying after being separated from Mansoor, and, you know, rubble falling all around her. And her first, they have five kids. And everything is a split second decision. And she's like, she had to grab whatever children are around her and face the possibility of losing, you know, one or two of her kids because they weren't around her. They were somewhere else in the apartment. And how do you make that? She said the impossible choice, of who do you save from your kids? Who do you protect? And so these are some of the stories she shared, which as Canadians, stuff we can't even comprehend or fathom.
Exactly.
Ever consider, right?
Yeah, so. Exactly. I mean, that's fantastic. So tell our listeners now about the upcoming tour, and I believe there's a documentary that is being created as well, you know, to kind of document some of these stories, how their listeners can, you know, when are the events coming up so they can, you know, come and maybe be part of this and listen to these stories firsthand, you know?
For sure. So Mansoor will be back in Toronto from August 2nd to the 4th. He'll be attending the Muslimi Expo in Toronto. I'm sure if you go to the Muslimly.official Instagram page, you'll see kind of like the poster. He won't be alone. There'll be Armar al-Shukri and several other speakers and Nasheed artists and poets. So it should be a really cool conference early in August during the long weekend,
right.
Civic holiday. Right. And so he'll be there. You can meet him. You can take pictures with him. And hear his, you know, accounts of his experience in Gaza. And so he should be in Canada, at least for that event, as well as I believe he's staying for another few weeks, touring across Canada. Details to come. We don't have, I don't have much information on that yet, but, that will be happening. And then with regards to the documentary, during the tour with Penny Appeal, there was a videographer who followed, everyone and took some raw footage of how Mansoor and his wife, were before and during and after the speaking engagements during Ramadan, and some of the intimate moments were, like his wife, every time she went on stage and shared her story, it would affect her deeply, that it would take her a couple of hours to recover, because she relived the experience every night.
Wow.
I think when the documentary comes out, it'll be a very eye-opening experience, because though they're not in Gaza, but Gaza is still within them, right? And they're
experience. Yes, exactly. Wow, that's fantastic. Would the information for the upcoming tour be available on any particular website that the people can go to?
Yeah, on Instagram, it's on Muslimi.official, which is they're doing the Muslimi Expo.
Right.
The website would probably be Muslimi.com. Okay. And you can get information there. Or you can go to his Instagram page, which is at Mansoor Shuman 7 on Instagram. And it's the same on Twitter or X and TikTok. So you can get all the information there. And if there's anything, you can also go to Muslim Life Canada on Instagram, at Muslim Life Canada. That's my page that I manage, and that's our management company for taking care of Mansoor. So you can get information there. Hopefully we get to meet. I get to see you there, as well as the Penny Appeal folks and anybody else who's interested in learning about what happened in Gaza.
Yep. At least get the first-hand experience, because sometimes what we see coming out of Gaza, it's not necessarily first-hand, right? So this is an opportunity to hear first-hand of some of the experiences going. Well, anyway, Shadi, thank you very much for coming on the program and sharing that information with us. Really appreciate it. We look forward to the program, and hopefully we can stay in touch. And if any of our listeners out there would like further information about this program, like Shadi said, you can look at Muslimisa website or